Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Shannon Dack, Education Specialist for the Florida Oceanographic Society, the Florida Oceanographic Coastal Center, a 57-acre marine life nature center, is located on Hutchinson Island in Stewart, opposite the new Elliott Museum. This summer, the Florida Oceanographic Society will be offering courses and programs to inspire environmental stewardship. Shannon, welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
You have got a busy couple months ahead.
Oh, yes.
You've got two basic categories this summer. There are camps and specialty immersion courses for teens. Let's start with the camps that you have coming up. Coastal Critters Discovery Camp. What
yes.
is that about?
It is about getting children's feet wet. It's about exposing them to the environment and what we have in our area and trying to foster a love for it. I like to tell my parents that what we do is we have fun and trick them into learning.
What age are we talking here?
Between ages 4 all the way up to 14.
And these are week-long camps?
These are week-long camps. So depending on the age, depends on which week they sign up for. I found that the best way to get them engaged is to really target and hone in on that age group, and then we don't leave anybody behind.
You've also got Expedition Florida coming up as well. What's
yes.
that about?
That is one of my favorite camps. We started that a few summers back. And essentially, we are touring around Florida and visiting different ecosystems. So this year, we're going to be going kayaking. We go snorkeling, as well as we get involved in our oyster restoration at Florida Oceanographic. So it's just a whole lot of fun. We get out there, we get wet, we get dirty, and we learn.
I'm speaking today with Shannon Dack, Education Specialist for the Florida Oceanographic Society. You've got some specialty immersion courses coming up. What are those?
Those are more for our teenagers. We've found that we aren't seeing the environmental stewardship being embraced as much as we would like. Of course, we want every single person out there to be great environmental stewards, but we're trying to do something about it. And so we are targeting our teenagers to come out and really get immersed in one specific topic. So we have three different topics. We have snorkeling and Reef ID 101, which we're going to go snorkeling every single day, as well as we'll be teaching how to properly ID fish, and we'll be doing fish surveys as we're doing the snorkeling and inputting it into a database at reef.org. We have our stewardship and restoration camp, where essentially our research department at Florida Oceanographic with Dr. Vincent Encomio will be going around and dabbling in a lot of the projects that he works in. So we'll be doing the oyster restoration. We'll also be doing seagrass surveys, as well as we do have Bathtub Beach, which is kind of our foster beach that we go and do fish surveys at. So we'll be doing a day of that as well. And then we have our Saltwater Fishing 101. And I'm extremely excited about that one because we're doing it in partnership with FWC. So Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission. And we'll be going out and fishing. We'll teach how to fish. We'll have all the equipment there. So basically the campers just need to bring themselves and some food. Food is always good. And we're going to be going out fishing from the shore and seeing different habitats and trying to figure out the inhabitants out there.
For people who have never been to the Coastal Center, I know there's a lot going on there, but give me a brief 30-second description of what they'll find.
Well, we have a stingray tank where you can feed and touch our stingrays. We have an invertebrate touch tank where you can interact with different invertebrates. We also have a 750,000-gallon lagoon, and it has different sharks, game fish, as well as it does have four non-releasable sea turtles in it. And then we have our trail, our nature trail that goes back into our mosquito impoundment where you can see natural Florida.
I've been speaking today with Shannon Dack, Education Specialist for the Florida Oceanographic Society. If you'd like to know more about the work they're doing or their upcoming summer programs, just go to floridaocean.org. We'll also have this interview as well as links to Florida Oceanographic Society on our website, wqcs.org. Shannon, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Happy to be here.